Blog Talk Radio.
Ministries, 4394 Columbia Road, and tonight we have with us as our special guest, Prophetess A.B. Free. Amen. Prophetess, can you hear me?
Yes, I can hear you.
Amen. But before we begin tonight, we're going to go into a word of prayer. Amen. For those of you who are listening, let's all aim our hearts toward God and let us pray. Father God, in Jesus' name, Lord, we thank you for this moment, this opportunity, God. Father, praying that if Satan try to intervene in any kind of way, God, that you will block him out, God. And Father, we pray that every ear, heart, and mind shall be open to hear what the Spirit of God is going to say to us tonight as the church, Father, that we will be edified. For God, you gave the gifts to the body of Jesus Christ to edify the body. Father, I pray that faith will come by hearing tonight, by hearing your word. And yeah. God, that you will bless our host tonight, God, to give us a word that will come from on high, God, that it will speak to your people, God. It will be a seasoned word this night. In the name of Jesus, God, we bind up the hand of the enemy, God, and everything and every force that try to come against us. And God, that we will have boldness to speak your word freely by your Holy Spirit. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Amen.
So, amen. We thank God for you tonight, Prophetess. Amen.
Amen.
So what are you going to share with us tonight?
Amen. First of all, I give honor to our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. I just like to thank him for this opportunity to come before you all tonight. It is indeed a great honor. We lift up his name tonight, for
Amen.
He is worthy
Amen.
To be praised.
Yes.
I thank God for minister here,
Amen.
Hearing the voice
Amen.
Of God and yes. asking me to do this. I thank God for you, Pastor Shuler.
Thank you. Thank you.
In being with me tonight and sharing the word of God before the people as we come before him, hearing from God and seeing what thus says the Lord for the people tonight.
Amen.
And asking God to speak to our spirits.
Yes, yes.
As we see what the Lord is saying.
Amen.
Many people know me as Alice Baker, but God called me A.B. Free now because I'm free indeed, and God wants all of us to be free. So God say, all be free because we are free indeed. We are no longer bound by the enemy, and
Amen.
That's how our mindset has to be. We have to walk, think, act, be free, transform mind.
Amen.
I have an outreach ministry called Overcomers United Ministry. I hope I'm not going too fast. If you want to stop and if you want to ask me some questions before I continue.
Oh, well, would you repeat the name of the ministry that you had said?
Overcome again? United Ministry.
Okay. Amen. Thank God. Amen. So, well, let me ask you this question. Prophet, so what is the vision that God has given to you for this time and, you know, this hour?
For this time, God has given the vision for the ministry to go forth throughout the nation and let the people know that it's a time for repentance and to hearken to his voice and to come back to him and to worship him. To put nothing before him. He's calling for the people to turn to him and let them know that I am the only true God. God is calling for a time such as this. He's saying, talk to me and I will talk to you. God is opening up many avenues for the people to speak to him. He wants us to talk to him, and he said, I will talk to you. So God has given me a vision for a show, a radio show, that's called Talk to Talk.
Mm.
And in there,
okay.
is in the Talk to Talk is where God will be talking to you, and you will talk to God. And you will be able to ask God questions. And during that time period, he will answer you. And there will be a period of quietness. And in that quiet moment, God is hearing what you're saying, and he's listening, and he will answer you. And then God, recently, we went on some of us are going on a 30-day fast and praying. And in the midst, we didn't know what God was doing, but then God revealed to me, he said, I'm giving you something else to do. God is starting up something else. It's called Text to Pray. So we're getting that started as well, and we have started. So God is doing a lot of things. He said, I want you to use the technology. You know, like they have the buddy-buddy system for so many things. So he said, do the buddy-buddy system to pray for me. Wake up.
Amen.
People. It's praying time.
Mm-hmm.
He said.
That's right. Amen. Amen. Oh, boy, that's a powerful vision.
Bend down for
Amen.
Me. Humble to me. Acknowledge me.
That's right. That's right. Well, I mean, I believe definitely that God can work in many different ways, but people do try to put God in a box and say, you know, well, he won't do this or he won't do that.
Right. And God doesn't want to be in a box. And he wants to reach all generations, not just the old, the young. He wants to reach all the children, all groups and ages, all cultural, diverse.
That's right.
God is saying that's what he wants to do now. Yes.
Amen. Amen. That's the word. His truth shall endure to all generations.
Yes. You know, and people are looking for a word. They want to be encouraged. They're looking for a now word. They've tried so many things. They don't know what to do now. But one of the things they need to know, God is still God. He's still on the throne. He's still God. Nothing about him has changed. He is still God. There is nothing too hard for him.
That's right. I thought I heard music. Sound like I was wondering, was a caller coming in? I thought I heard music for a moment. Hello? Is there a caller there?
Yeah. This is Ruth. How you doing, Pastor?
Hey, how you doing, huh?
Hey, I'm doing okay. I cannot complain, and I was listening to the prophetess, and her word is true. And I'm grateful that she's come on to speak a word, a rhema word to people who have situations in their lives that sometimes when you go behind the four walls, you can't reach. And because he's wanting to get out there and speak to the people, you know, meet them where they are in their lives, that is a blessing. That's a wonderful thing, because not all the time people are going to go to fellowship. You know, and there are times where we can fellowship right here on over the airwaves or over the telephone or in a store or just at a salon somewhere. We can just reach someone, you know, by talking to them, you know, on their level, and then asking them, you know, about their relationship with God. And then before you know it, you'll be then going to a field, and you'll help them, and you release them from a lot of things. And then you bless them with the prayer. You ask them, can you pray for them, you know, and that's a good thing. And I just wanted to share with her that, you know, just like anything that we go through in our lives, just don't give up, sister. Just keep holding on. And I pray your strength in the Lord that God will open up many, many more doors for you, as you know, as the outreach and going out sharing with men, women, boys, girls, you know, and in the same like mind, and just be encouraged.
Amen. Thank you.
You are so welcome.
Thank you.
Yes. Amen. Yeah. Well, Minister Hill told me that you might come on tonight, but you said you was kind of busy. You wasn't sure.
Yes, sir.
Amen. Yeah, but we thank God for having you with
us.
Thank you.
Amen.
Thank you.
Yeah. Never too busy for the word of God. Never too busy to encourage someone out there that may need just a listening ear. There are times that we don't have to even say a word. Just our presence.
That's right.
You know, just our presence. Just our ear just saying, I understand. You know, in your eyes. You know, because when I speak with a lot of women, you know, because the ministry that I have is that when I speak with a lot of women that are entrepreneurs, that are direct salespeople, they need to be encouraged as well. And just for
That's
the fellowship
right.
of getting together and listening to them have situations that may come up in their lives, whether someone want to purchase from them or not, you know, we too have to stand in the gap that, you know, that we pray that God sends the right kind of customers their way, because there are times we get people that come and purchase from us and they never return again, or we get people in our lives that say, I want to purchase, but I don't have it, and you have to step out on faith to want to bless them with something from your business, and that's an impression, a first impression that will last forever, you know, and they'll say, well, you know, she blessed me. And in time, when God opens up the way for me, I'm going to go and pour back into her. Those are the kind of people that you want to shop with you, you know, whether it be direct sales, whether it be in your own, you know, business. So with that, you know, yeah, I was tied up with that. But like I said, once it was over, I was like itching for a scratch to get on the line so I can be encouraged as well, because me too, I need to be fueled. I need to pull up to the tank and let somebody pour into me when I pour out to others. So like I said, I like empowering women around me. I like positive women around me. But I like, you know, I find myself, because I didn't even introduce myself, I'm Ruth. And because of my name as a child, I used to say, why did my mom name me Ruth? You know, but as I grew up and got in my adult life and began to really get closer to God, I am grateful to God that my mother named me Ruth.
Yes.
And because of that, I'm able to read Ruth, one of the books in the Bible, and get an understanding. And then know my purpose in life, you know. And so it's like and it's like I feel like, oh, I got this powerful name. I better get myself together. You know, I'm going to go ahead on and let myself be ordered by God, you know, instead of being ordered by man, you know. And we have all done things and said things in our lives that we're not pleased with. Oh, when God gets finished with us, okay, and when he makes us over again, for we know that he's the potter and we're the clay, and when he begins to minister to us, we want to, it's an overflow. So with the overflow, it spills out onto other people. See, my ministry is to reach the lives of women. Her ministry is to reach the lives of everybody. And see, what makes it so unique is that we all serve in the same God, okay? And so with that being said, we know the Word knows the Word.
That's right.
The Word knows the Word. The steps of a good man are ordered by the Lord. And because I put that in fruition as a woman too, you know, when God orders our steps, we may go to the left for a minute, but because our steps are ordered by God, we're going to go right where God wanted us to go. May not be like right there, bam, we're there. And we go to the left, and then it takes us 2 years to get where God was putting us yesterday. You know what I'm saying?
We're going to get there.
Yes, Lord. Hallelujah. We're going to get there.
Yep.
And because of that, you know, because he lives, and because we let our light shine, you know, and because I touch so many lives of women that are trying to be empowered, you know, because when God bless, he blesses you to be a blessing, okay? When he bless, he blesses you to be a blessing. And when God blesses you and your cup is running over and you stand trying to put more in your cup and you're not pouring it out to another sister, then that becomes a problem. And God said, oh, you know what? You know, what am I doing? You're insulting me? You're going running over here giving your pearls to the swine, the wrong kind of people that are not trying to be positive and go in the same direction? Then we have to wonder, you know, why am I speaking to God, but God is not speaking back to me? A lot of people got to understand that. When you pray, you got to know that God hears you. You got to know that he's answering you. You know, so I don't ever want God to stop talking to me. So that's why I try to encourage women every day. But like I said, once a month, we call it the tea talk. You know, we're able to talk. And I don't want to take over your show, Pastor. I do not want to take over your show.
Oh, no.
I love talking about God.
Amen. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Awesome.
Amen.
Sound like I heard somebody else trying to be in.
Is there anybody else there?
I sound like I heard a beep.
Hello?
Okay.
Nobody else but us.
Oh.
Well, and if it is, they don't want to say nothing. But that's all right. The next time it'll be so heavy on them, they can't help but to talk.
It is good.
Amen.
Look, it is good.
God is good. Well, you know, I definitely agree with what you said, because, you know, the Bible says every joint supplies one to another. And, you know, and everybody have a different office or a different work to do, you know.
Right.
And I know that some, you know, it depends on how the Holy Spirit want to move. I mean, even though you are
called
to be a prophetess or, you know, whatever your title may be, some people may not be called to be a prophetess, but, you know, they can operate in that gift when the Holy Spirit wants them
That's
to do
right.
it. But it doesn't mean particularly that, you know, God is saying, I'm calling you to be a prophetess, or, you know, they can give a word just like a pastor, preacher, teacher, or whatever, but it don't mean that, you know, God called them for that one particular thing.
Amen.
You know, but when he has called you for one particular calling, then, you know, like the Bible says, we have to make our calling and our election sure. You know.
Amen.
And just realize that no matter how much knowledge and understanding that we get, that we are still not the whole body, you know,
right.
by ourselves.
That's right.
You know.
Right.
So we need one another. I know that the lady made a song, said, as long as I got King Jesus, I don't need nobody else. Well, I believe that that is true as far as salvation. You know, Jesus is the only way to God the Father. But as far as, you know, us helping one another and being a part of one another, I like the song that says, I need you, you need me, and I need you to survive, you know.
I need you to survive.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. So, you know, we need one another, you know.
Amen.
So, I thank God for y'all women tonight. I'll admit, Pastor Hill, he asked me today, he said, well, just go on the line, you know, and I said, okay, well, you know, I'll be obedient, I'll, you know, I'll come on and hear what the Lord want to say and what he want to do, you know.
Amen.
But, so I don't believe I ever met you before, prophetess. I've met Ruth. Ruth, do you have a particular calling? I don't want to not call you by your proper title or whatever, you know.
Who, me?
Yeah.
Who are you talking about? Ruth?
Yeah, Ruth.
Ruth, you can address me by Sus, Ruth, you know, whatever you want to call me. Just don't not call me a child of God, because that's what I am. I belong to
Amen.
God.
Amen.
So,
Amen.
Well,
you know,
I
we went to school together, you know.
Yes, we did.
Amen. Amen. But
yes.
I never met the, I don't, well, John told me that I probably have met the prophetess.
We met before?
I think John Hill says that I should know you. He said that you used to go to a church over here in Orangeburg on 301.
Okay.
I think that's what he told me, though.
Okay.
But anyway, you know, we know each other in the spirit anyway.
Amen.
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 That's what's important.
Amen.
We all have the same spirit. Amen.
Right.
Amen.
Mm-hmm.
Amen. So do you have a word for us tonight, or are we just conversating about the Lord?
When you were talking earlier, and she was encouraging the people, and she was saying her ministry is mostly, she do a lot of encouraging to women. And God, you know, he uses all of us to give encouraging words at
Amen.
Any point in time. And whether prophetic or not, as you said, whether you hold that office or not, because sometimes we don't know where anyone is in a particular place in their mindset. So sometimes
Amen.
All it takes is just one word. And sometimes
Amen.
It can be from the TV,
right.
the radio, newspaper. Sometimes
yes,
a child can speak a word to you and say something, and that'll be it. And so
yes.
God is just so good. And
yes,
as I said before earlier, and I want to encourage you all to continue to encourage people that God is calling us back to a place of prayer. To pray
Amen.
And to pray. And when we pray, to pray more than one time a day, to
mm-hmm.
pray more than two times a day,
mm-hmm.
but to pray three or four times a day. And God is calling us back to a place to pray on our knees and to open up our arms and look up at him. And to God said, cry to me. Cry to me. Don't cry to man. Man can't help you, but I can.
Amen.
I am your Father who are in heaven.
Yes, Lord.
See, God is saying, speak to me. Speak to me. He tells us who he is in the 23rd Psalm.
Uh-huh.
You know, if you want power in the morning,
yes.
If you want to know who you are in the morning when you get up,
yes.
If you
want
to know who your daddy is in the morning,
yes.
In heaven, read the 23rd Psalm in the morning. He
Amen.
Tells you how to speak to your enemy. That's how to speak to your enemy when you get up in the morning. Read that 23rd Psalm. Then if you truly love God with all your heart, he tells you, read Matthew 6 and 10. Then
yes.
You're telling God, your will, not mine.
Not my will.
I surrender myself
Amen.
To you. It's yours. You know, I don't belong to me. I belong to you. I give myself to you, God.
Yes.
I'm yours.
Yes.
And all
yes.
day long,
Amen.
All day long, whatever you want, it, you know, I'm here for you. I'm not here for me, you know. So that's what God wants us. He wants to know, you know, that we have given ourselves to him. So God is saying, this is what God wants me to tell the people tonight. You know, give yourself to me in prayer. Come back to me in prayer. I want to hear from you through prayer and fasting. Talk to me. I want to hear from
Amen.
You.
Amen.
I'll
Amen. Well, you know what? That's encouraging to me. Let me confess myself.
Mm-hmm.
God has been tugging on my heart about mm-hmm. praying more. You know, and I'll admit, I'm the kind of person, you know, I study more than I pray. I mean, I'll admit, I love to be in the Word of God. And, you know, God has been saying to me, he said, you know, you got to balance it out. He said, I want you to pray more. And, you know, so I'm glad that Pastor Hill did ask me to, you know, come on the line tonight because that's encouraging to me to know that God said to you that he wants his people to pray more because, I mean, like I said, God has been speaking to my heart about that. And so he brought it forth for you to say it out of your mouth tonight. So that's just more confirmation on what God want me to do, too. So I thank God for you tonight, sis. No.
Amen.
Amen. I thank God for you. Amen. Amen. Thank
and
you.
I thank God.
I'm encouraged.
Thank God for you all, too. And one of the things, though, that when you pray, see, praying, you're going to pray God's word. And praying, you're going to fast. And you get a deeper relationship with God. You go
yes.
deeper and deeper and deeper. That's the thing. Your relationship changes. You can't help but change when you pray and you
yes.
fast.
Ooh.
And so
Amen.
You say that about your studying. Because when you pray and when you fast, you're going to study. You're going to study God's word. All of it just
mm-hmm.
comes together. And you're going to meditate on his word.
That's right.
And then God's going to speak to you, and he's going to tell you, read this, read this. And it's going to speak to your life.
Amen.
And you're going to begin to transform.
Amen.
And then you're going to speak to other people's lives
uh-huh.
as well. Yeah. And you and you see and just it's awesome. And,
Amen.
And God just and that Holy Spirit, the Holy Spirit, the Holy Spirit, the Holy Spirit. And that's the other thing God wants us, you know, God is saying, you know, as the Holy Spirit. And we acknowledge the Holy Spirit. We give reference to the Holy Spirit because truly it is the Holy Spirit that is speaking tonight. It is saying that we must tell the people that the Holy Spirit. Ask God for the Holy Spirit to fill them with the Holy Spirit every day. We need the Holy Spirit. We can't operate without the Holy Spirit.
Amen. Amen.
Cannot. Amen. It is our guide. It is our teacher. It is our everything. We need it.
That's right.
Amen.
Take
the mic
to Romans. Go eat Romans and read Romans. If you want to know how to speak, a Christian, how to live right, how to do right,
go there. Nobody has to keep correcting you how to tell you. Go to Romans.
Read, meditate on it, he says. Go there. Yeah.
Somebody got
Paul is telling you.
Somebody got something on his back, man. I got a noise in the background. I got
something.
Come on.
Yeah, I hear the noise.
Somebody got something on in the background. Thank you.
That's it? Hello?
Hello?
Okay, I think the noise was eliminated. Amen. Yeah, so yeah, you're right, since we need the Holy Spirit of God.
Right.
And I like what you were saying earlier about, you know, that, you know, God wants to speak to our spirit rather than our flesh, because,
right,
you know, it takes a spiritual person to understand the things of the spirit.
Right.
You know, I know you know the scripture when Jesus himself was speaking to Nicodemus about being born again of the spirit, you know, Nicodemus being a natural man, you know, he was thinking natural, you know, and he said, can I go back into my mother's womb for the second time and be born all over again? So, you know,
right.
Jesus had to break it down to him and let him know, hey, what's born of the flesh is born of the flesh, but what's born
right.
of the spirit is of the spirit. And, you know, so Nicodemus, being a natural man, it still was hard for him to understand what Jesus was trying to say spiritually. And Jesus said to him, I believe it's around verse 12, I don't have my Bible open to it, and he said, if I have told you earthly things and you don't believe me, then how should you believe me if I tell you
right.
of the heavenly things, which are spiritual things? You know, so definitely we need to allow the Holy Spirit to speak to our spirits, you know, because
right.
we're spiritual beings.
Right. Amen.
You know, amen. And, And I believe it was also in John chapter 6 when Jesus said to the men that he said, I know he was speaking to the Jews first, but then some of his own disciples that followed him, because they were not spiritually in tune, they walked away. Remember when he said, except you eat the flesh of the, you know, Son of Man, you don't have no life in you, and drink my blood. And so, you know, the Jews had said, how can this man give us his flesh and his blood to, you know, to eat and drink? And when the Bible says when some of his own disciples had heard it, you know, they became offended, and the Bible says they walked away and walked with him no more. And then that's when Jesus asked his other disciples, who was a little more in tune with the Spirit, saying,
right.
will you also walk away?
Amen.
And Peter said, where should we go? Lord, you have the words of life. So, you know, and Jesus even tried to explain to him and say, the words that I speak, they are spirit and they are life. You know, so, you know, we definitely need God to speak to our spirits. And so
spirit.
When you say that, you know, I just thank God for you tonight. Amen. Thank God for
Amen.
You tonight. Amen. Yes, yes. So, amen. So we want God to do that. We need to be spiritually in tune with God. Amen. Yes. So, yeah. So, like I said tonight, I know that I'm encouraged. If nobody else is listening, is encouraged. I believe Sister Ruth is encouraged.
Yeah.
Yeah, but as for me, I know that I'm encouraged tonight because you spoke a direct word to me tonight. Amen. I need to pray more,
Amen.
You know, and God even gave me some illustrations today. You know, he was, you know, I know you heard the saying, little prayer, little power, much prayer, much power, you know. So,
Amen.
I'm definitely going to get on it myself, you know. And like you said, whenever we do pray, we need to pray according to the word, because the Bible says in Jeremiah 1:12 that God hasten his word, or he watches over his word to perform
right.
what his word said.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know,
yeah.
But I ain't going to keep talking and talking because, you know, like Sister Ruth, we get wound up, I'll be talking and talking and, you know, amen.
And before you know it, it'll be, Pastor, it'll be my time at 10:30. And you'd be like,
amen.
Oh, we talked
right.
on the phone for to 10:30. You know, yeah, and you're right. But when you start talking about what's good and you sitting at the table and you feasting, that's what happened. When we all
amen.
Be together, when two or three are gathered in my name, God said he'll be in
that's
the midst
right.
of it. And it's good. And because we're talking about the love of God, the love that God has for us, all he wants us to have a strong relationship with him. And that's through prayer and supplication. Because we need to pray more. Yeah, and sister, you are so right. We need to pray more. I need to pray more. Ouch, ouch,
amen.
Ouch. You stepped on all of my toes. And that is so true. And because God said, he's been talking and telling me the same thing, Pastor. You need to pray, pray, pray. Pray, 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 pray. And don't find a certain time to just pray. You know, just when you feel the urge, you know, riding along in your car, you know, I've heard people say, I've pulled over and I've cried, you know, something come over me, you know. I hear them say it, you know. And then I know it's God, the anointing, his spirit. But why not have times in our lives where we pull over and just say a little prayer, say, Lord, I just want to tell you thank you because you know what? I done traveled 10 miles and ain't nothing happened
amen.
To me. Oh, God, I just
amen.
Want to tell you thank you. God, I just want to
thank
tell you
Lord.
Thank you because I ate them french fries yesterday or last night before going to bed, and I woke up. Whoo, God, whoo, hallelujah.
Amen.
Lord, I just want to
amen.
Tell you thank you. You know, that's you're building a relationship, and before you know it,
that's
you're
right.
having a conversation
right.
with God as if he's just like you and I on this telephone. You're having a
that's
conversation
right.
with God. And before you know it, it's like, God, do you think I need to go down the street? Then God answers you right then. Bam. Yeah, you need to go down the street. You know, and that's because you
amen.
Built a relationship with him. And you can conversate with him. And he can answer you right away. You get an answer right away. And that's why a lot of people don't understand that
right.
that other people's prayers, the prayers of the righteous, availeth much. That means that their prayers
that's
are answered
right.
just like that. Because
that's
of their
right.
relationship, their conversation, the love that they have for God. They know they consult God for everything. I mean
right.
everything
amen.
Concerning their life.
Amen. We got another caller coming in.
That.
I heard the music. Hello, caller.
Yeah, hello.
Hello, praise the Lord.
Yeah, this is Evangelist Happy calling in.
Hey, what's going on, Evangelist?
Yeah, I just want to put something out there to the prophet to make sure you got some insight on this and could encourage us in a way that, you know, others who are listening can be blessed.
Amen.
And what I would like to say to the prophet, I know the scripture says we ought to pray for them that ain't authority. And I know with the shutdown and all the things that we see are going on concerning the shutdown and Republican and Democrats and how they're debating, and a lot of people are suffering or hurting. And
mm-hmm.
and in our prayers, I just like to either, I know God probably give you some insight on just how we should pray now at a time like this for those that are in authority. And whatever you have to say concerning what God has given you, how we should pray for those that are in authority at a time like this, I sure would appreciate it.
Amen. Amen. Sure enough.
Amen.
Amen.
I was trying. Can you tell me what he said? I was trying to hear what he was saying.
Yeah,
hello?
He was saying that Evangelist.
Uh-huh.
Hello?
Yeah, I'm here.
Yeah,
it was
she
on
didn't
my...
understand what you had said clearly.
Yeah, what I'm saying that the Bible says we should pray for those that are in authority. And I know we're in a time where the government shut down, and I know a lot of people are suffering, and I know God will have to give you some insight on how we should pray for them that are in authority now. And whatever God has given you, I'm quite sure you know, we all can use some of that tonight.
Okay.
Concerning
praise
them that are in authority.
Okay.
Amen.
Because of the shutdown.
Amen. Amen.
Yeah, yeah. So you understood what he said, right?
Yes. Yes. Yes.
Okay.
And I'm glad that he asked that because when I came on earlier, I probably was talking so fast in introducing myself and talking about some other things, and I mentioned that myself and some other of us, men and women, we are on a 30-day prayer and fast.
Amen.
And on that 30-day fast, we are going before God in prayer and petition and asking him about some things. And one of the three things we have before God is things for the world. And we ask God to tell us what things should we pray about for the world and for others. And for the world, God give us these things to pray about. And, of course, in terms of the shutdown, was one of the main concerns for everybody and the effect that it's having on all of us, not just those that are not working, but everybody all around the world. And, of course, it goes back to what God is saying. If my people would hearken to my voice, if my people would pray, if my people would come to me, I don't want my people to look to man. I cry out to me, you know, worship me.
Amen.
God is going to turn things around in his time. We have prayed about the shutdown. We have confessed it about what's going on. We have prayed about the president and his staff for wisdom to be released to them and for others to be confined and confused. God said in his seventh psalm, you know, we ask God, make haste and let the enemy be confined and confused. Let those up there that in control, you know, let justice be done. Let victory be known and shown. Let your people reign, you know. Let repentance
take place. Amen. I agree with that 100% because it goes right back to the people of God. That scripture says, if my people will call by my name, and
yes.
I believe
Amen.
All that by prayer and fasting, the people of God can turn things around. And just like you did
yes.
that lack of prayer and
yes.
not crying out to God, it goes right back to the people of God. And I appreciate that because that's exactly what I'm hearing from the Lord myself concerning these things that are happening. It goes right back to the people of God. If my people,
Amen.
So it falls on the people of God. Like you say, praying, fasting.
Yeah.
That would make a difference in those that are in authority, whether they are people of God or not. We
yes.
have the authority with the relationship
Amen.
With God to
yes.
turn things around.
Yeah.
See,
God
I like
is humbly.
Yes. Amen. Amen.
Amen.
Yes.
Amen.
Amen. I appreciate that. I just wanted to speak because I know as a prophet, the Lord, he showed them things that, you know what I mean, and we need, you know, to stir us up, and I like that.
Amen. Amen. Thank God. Thank the Holy Spirit. Thank
Amen.
You.
Amen.
Amen.
And I will
yeah,
continue
exactly.
listening. I just enjoy listening, hearing the Bible, the things come by hearing the Word of God. And as I hear the Word of God and just sitting and listening, I get blessed, you know, and especially when it's going in the direction that I know is of God. And I'm just
Amen.
Keep on listening.
Amen.
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 And God,
thank God for you.
Amen. Praise God.
Praise Him.
Yes. Sister Ruth, you still with us, eh?
I'm still here. I'm still here listening.
All right.
You know, because
I
can talk. So I just, I'm listening. I'm just
hey,
listening.
I believe all of us can do that.
Yes, and I'm really enjoying myself because y'all feeding me. And I needed it because I need
We're
myself.
All being fed.
Yes,
I'm enjoying myself.
Back up. That's it.
Amen.
Amen.
So
that
yeah,
is
like
awesome.
Said,
God
we need each
awesome.
Other, you know.
Amen.
Man,
yes.
Man, we need each other, you know.
Yes.
Amen. But like I said, I know that I'm encouraging, you know, so God has called the gifts of the body, like I think it's Ephesians chapter 4, you know, so that the body could be edified, you know, we're supposed to edify one another, and, you know, like the Bible says, let brotherly love continue, and I think I was reading the scripture in Galatians, and it lets you know that it shows us the difference between a person who can be saved. Now, they can be saved, but they can be carnal-minded and not spiritual-minded, you know.
Right.
I know, and in Galatians, it shows, it says that a person who is spiritual, let him restore a person who has fallen or made some mistakes, unless he himself would probably end up being overtaken in a fault, you know. And so, therefore, it shows me there that a spiritual person, he that is spiritual, let him restore. So, you know, spiritual people are the ones that's restorers. But if a person is not spiritual, you know, they're more likely going to condemn people. And we know that that's not really walking in the spirit of Christ, because Jesus himself in John chapter 3 say the Son of Man did not come to condemn the world, but that the world through him might be saved. You know, so, you know, our goal is to, you know, do what Christ did. You know, now if somebody asks you, you know, whether this is right or whether this is wrong or whatever, I mean, you can tell them the truth, but, you know, you don't try to run them away. You try to, you know, use the wisdom of God to draw people to Christ. And we know that the Bible says in Jeremiah 31, 3, that it's through love and kindness have I drawn thee. You know,
amen.
We got to show that love of God, you know, to draw people to God. Amen. So, like I said, I was reading Ephesians chapter 4, and, you know, it tells the purpose for the apostle, prophet, evangelist, pastors, and teachers. Well, I don't know if y'all have y'all Bibles, but Ephesians chapter 4, I just want to read this. Prophets, I don't want to step in and seem like I'm taking over or nothing. But,
as the God leads you,
I just want to
be led by the Spirit of the Lord.
Amen. I want to thank God for you tonight, because see, what people who are listening have to realize that whatever your calling is, you are a gift to the body of Jesus Christ. You know, Ephesians 4 and verse 8 says, wherefore he said, when he ascended, and the word ascended means went up, when he ascended up on high, he led captivity captive, and then notice what he did, and gave gifts unto men. And then moving further down to verse 11, it names what those gifts to the body are. And it says, and he gave some apostles, and some prophets, and some evangelists, and some pastors and teachers. And then it tells the reason why he gave those gifts. It says, for the perfecting, and the word perfecting here means the maturing or the growth of the saints. And we know saints mean people of God. And then it tells why, for the work of the ministry. And notice, for the edifying, and the word edifying means the building up of the body of Christ. So, you know, we thank God for you tonight, you know, as a gift to the body, you know, and how God is speaking through you to edify us, you know, to encourage us, you know, to go on with God. Sometimes we know that on this journey, our faith can get low, you know, and we can feel down, and we have to do like David sometimes and encourage ourselves.
Yes.
You know.
Amen.
And so, you know.
Amen.
Amen. So, you know, but like Evangelist Hampton said, you know, the more we hear the word, faith comes. So, you know, so that's how we feed our faith, you know. We hear the word. Amen. But like I said, I don't want to keep on talking, and, you know, somebody said, well, man, I'm trying to get a word in your pastor, too. I want to share this mouth, you know. Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. But I just want to say thank you. That's all I'm saying. Amen.
We thank the Holy Spirit. We acknowledge God in all that we do, because it is God. You know, we take no credit from Him. We Amen. Give the glory. Yeah.
And I thank God for you all, because we're all in this together. We all
Amen.
In this together. We all operate
Amen.
Together as a whole, as one. One.
Amen.
That's right.
Yeah.
Amen.
Yeah, that's one.
Amen.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah. Man, the Lord
God
tell us to encourage ourselves, encourage one another, and to be strong.
Mm-hmm.
What do you know, Josh? Be strong. What? Yeah. Go forth.
Be strong in the Lord. Amen.
Go forth and be strong. Be strong.
Amen.
Mm-hmm. No matter what it looks like.
Yeah.
Go forth. And faith. Hey, faith. Hey, the evangelist said just now, you said faith. Faith.
That's right.
We believe God's word. The only thing we can do is what? Believe God's word.
God's word.
Believe God's word. We're coming to a point now where the only thing we can do, there's nothing else we can do, is believe God's word. You're not going to make it if you don't believe God's word.
Amen.
Amen.
When you, on your job, Friday people didn't get paid, you're not going to make
Go
it.
Ahead.
Your house
Go
note due, you're not going to make it. Your car payment due, you're not going to make it. Mm-mm. You don't have money to pay your light bill, you're not going to make it. If you don't believe God's word, what he says, if you don't know God's word, if you don't pray, if you don't fast, if you don't trust him, if you don't know him, if you don't have a relationship with him, you're not going to make it if you
Amen.
Don't do those things.
Amen.
That's right.
Got to. Get a relationship
Amen.
With God. You got to believe his word.
Amen.
Because what? Hey, Satan is out there, and what
yeah.
are you doing? Hey, he's roaming. He's after
Amen.
And he's after to
That's
kill,
right.
kill devour you, destroy.
Yes.
Yeah.
Amen. Yep.
Amen.
So, you know, yep, like you say, you've got to believe God's word. And to me,
yeah.
it's too much evidence in God and with the word of God for me.
Mm-hmm.
Are you not to believe it, you know?
Amen.
I mean, y'all, some of y'all may not be into this, but even the Bible code is to me is a powerful revelation of, you know, God confirming his word, you know. You know, so God confirms his word in so many different ways, you know. But hey, I know some people say, well, I don't get into the Bible code thing, but hey, it's just more confirmation of God and his word. You know, and I was reading one, and like Sister Ruth said, her name is Ruth, and even Jesus' name was hid in the book of Ruth also, the Hebrew
right.
name of Jesus, you know, and you know, so it's too much evidence that to me that shows
right.
that there is a divine God that's in control of all these things that's going on, you know, and his counsel definitely is going to stand. Whatever he said is going to happen, it's going to happen. So we have too much evidence not to believe God
right.
and not to believe his word. Amen. So,
Amen.
I thank God for God.
Amen.
So the show is going to be airing every Sunday night, same time.
At 9 o'clock.
Hello?
At 9
yeah.
o'clock.
Okay.
Oh,
Amen.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay, 9 o'clock Sunday.
9 o'clock Sunday night. Amen.
Yeah. Amen. I know that we don't have a whole lot of time left, but let me ask you this before we close out. Would you like to tell any listeners out there? I don't know who else is listening, but how, you know, the person can accept Jesus Christ as Lord and Savior. And I think this should always be the main part of us being on the air, is for a person to come to God through Jesus Christ. Amen. We want to give you that opportunity, amen, to tell someone how to accept Christ.
Yes. If for all, anyone out there that want to give your life to Christ, or want to just get a deeper relationship with Christ, or closer to Him, just let Him know right now. Tell Him how much you love Him. Ask Him to forgive you for all you've done wrong. How much you love Him. Just confess in your heart.
Amen.
Talk
Amen.
To Him.
Yes, yes.
Cry out
Amen.
To Him.
Yes, yes.
He loves you. He's your Father. No matter what, He will accept you if no one else will. That's the kind of God He is. That's the kind of Father He is. I thank you all for listening to us. I love you too. Be blessed. Amen.
Amen. God bless you.
Amen.
God bless you all. Amen.
Amen. Amen.
All right, back to the roof. Prophet, God bless
you.
Amen. To all too. Amen. Amen. Thank,
right.
thank
love
you.
Y'all.
Amen.
The show not over. The show not
over. Oh, okay. Oh, hold on. Hello?
Hello?
Okay, we thought this show was over. We had a caller?
Yeah, you got a caller.
Okay, well, John, what time the show is going to be over? Because
we're
going to do it again.
Ruth don't come on until 10:30, I told you. Ruth don't come on until 10:30.
Okay, all right. Okay, well, caller?
Hello?
Hello?
I'm in the title.
Still in the name of somebody. Hello? Yeah, I don't think so.
Hello? Hello, Prophet South.
I came on in the middle, probably, not the middle, I don't know what part I came on in, after listening to one of the religious service I like to listen to on television, and I came in. Now, when I came in, we was talking, you was talking about praying, prayer, how prayer changes things, how we need to pray and fast. And I want to share a testimony that I went through a period in, with my health. And I love the Lord. I pray whenever my mind stays on Jesus because I want to have a closer relationship with Him. But there came this time when I became ill and not realizing how ill that I was. But I always prayed, and I prayed for people. Then it came this point in my life where I became so ill that I couldn't pray for myself. And all I could say was, Lord, have mercy on me. And people that came to visit me in the hospital, you know, the Holy Spirit sent them there that they prayed for me, and I was under the anointing. And I said, Lord, as each day that I begin to feel better, I said, Lord, when I recover, when you heal me from this, that I will pray constantly. If not aloud, it's in my mind. Because I can truly say, and I agree with you, sisters, what you said about prayer and fasting. But the part that has really touched me tonight is that even though I was praying and praying for others, I wasn't fasting. And when this, and I said, Lord, listening to this had really opened up my heart and my mind that I have given another opportunity, another chance. He's given me one and two. So He gives us chances after chances. So just have to pray, to pray, to pray. But there's more to praying there's fasting, and there's the faith that our prayer is going to be answered. And I used to hear people say, you know, there'll come a time I was so sick until I couldn't pray. Not realizing, well, my goodness, how can you be so sick that you can't pray? But I tell you,
yeah, you bet,
that you can be so ill that you can just say, Lord, have mercy on me. So we have to be prayerful all the time, so when these things come in our lives, that we be able to endure. Because if we wait until we are on our sick bed or whatever transition that we are going through to pray, then we don't have that power. We don't have that relationship. And we have to get there to get the relief. But, you know, I thank God that through the prayer that I was saying, what I was doing, that I understood that I have to get a little closer, pray a little harder, and I got to fast. And you all has been very encouraging to me, has opened up my heart, my mind, and put me closer in the middle of the running on the right track.
Amen.
To come closer to my Heavenly Father, that who will get me where I need to go and who has all power and he can do all things. And I just thank you for the word that I've heard tonight. I thank you for the word I heard tonight when the prophetess said that she ministered to women. We as women have certain issues that we need to talk to somebody one-on-one. And then God gave the other prophets the gift to talk to any and everybody.
Amen.
And I fit into both of those categories. I'm
listening to be taught
by her and to be taught by the women. And when you say you have a tea where the women gather together and we are taught, but through it all, pray while you can. Pray while you can. And when these things come into our lives, we won't have anything to worry about. And I just give God the glory, honor, and praise because of prayer. I'm seated in my den now listening to the women of God.
Amen.
Because
Amen.
While I was in, not knowing I was ill, for them to tell me that a portion of my lungs collapsed and I'm walking around not knowing, don't you tell me that prayer didn't pull me through. And I give God the glory, honor, and praise.
Amen. That's right.
And I just wanted to comment on prayer is the key to the kingdom.
We thank God for you tonight. You know. Amen. Thank God for your calling. Amen. And I know that the prophet did say that, you know, she was praying and fasting. And, you know, we know that that is very a very powerful combination because prayer is your communication with God and fasting also, like Jesus himself says, he says some things when the disciples couldn't cast out the demons, he says such things come by, you know, fasting and prayer or praying and fasting, you know.
Praying and fasting.
Amen.
You can't have one without the other one.
Amen.
That's
right. Amen.
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 So it empowers us, and I like Isaiah 58. Also, is a good chapter that talks about fasting, also, and you know, it lets people know that you can fast for the wrong reason. I'm gonna read a prophet. If it's okay with you, I want to read a little piece of. Isaiah chapter 58, beginning at verse 4 until the 11th verse, God was speaking to them. He says, behold, ye fast for strife and debate, and to smite with the fist of wickedness. Ye shall not fast as you do this day, to make your voice to be heard on high. And then verse 5, he says, is it such a fast that I have chosen? a day for a man to afflict his soul? Is it to bow down his head as a bulrush and to spread sackcloth and ashes under him? Will God call this a fast and an acceptable day to the Lord? And then verse 6, he says, is not this the fast that I have chosen? And he says, to loose the bands of wickedness, to undo the heavy burden, and to let the oppressed go free, and that he break every yoke. So fasting gives that power to do that. And then verse 7, he says, is it not to deal thy bread to the hungry, or to give your bread to the hungry, and that thou bring the poor that are cast out to thy house? When thou seest the naked, that thou cover him, and that thou hide not thyself from thine own flesh or your own people. And verse 8, then shall thy light break forth as the morning, and thine health shall spring forth speedily, and thy righteousness shall go before thee. The glory of the Lord shall be thy reward. In verse 9, he says, then shall thou call, and the Lord shall answer.
Shall answer.
Amen. As soon as you call, he says, he's going to answer. Thou shalt cry, and he shall say, here I am. If thou take away from the midst of thee the yoke, the putting forth of the finger, and speaking vanity, and if thou draw out thy soul to the hungry, and satisfy the afflicted soul, then shall thy light rise in obscurity or darkness, and thy darkness be as the noonday. In verse 11, the last verse says, and the Lord shall guide thee continually, and satisfy thy soul in drought, and make for thy bones, and fat for thy bones, and make fat thy bones, and thou shalt be like a watered garden, and like a spring of water whose waters fail not. Amen. So, you know, it said God will satisfy us in drought. When it seems like we don't have nothing, God is going to provide for us.
Yes, he will.
Amen. So, you know, I mean, you know, God just put that scripture on my mind while we were talking about it. So, I, you know, amen. But
thank God
for the caller tonight. Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Yeah.
God bless.
Praise the Lord.
Yeah, I just want to say something about what you just got to say. And what the prophet was talking about, praying. And it goes right back to what is happening in our land all over the world. There seems to be a spirit that is against the poor. Against the poor. And when you're talking about reaching out to the poor and really blessing the poor, God will bless his people when they have a concern about meeting the needs of the poor. And it seems to be that this government shutdown is about the poor. It's about their health. It's about, this is Obamacare. It's not Obamacare. It's God's will that we reach out to concern about the poor. And I guess people who have more than enough, they just don't seem to have that type of spirit. So therefore, through praying and fasting, I see that God will do a work that the poor, and we think about poor in the United States of America, I think many of us have not really experienced what it is to be poor. But we see it all around us. So some people just not able to have the resource to even go to a doctor where they can get some help, because I believe God, the earth is Lord, the fullness is there. I believe that God give us doctors. God give us the resource. But if you're not able to get that resource and you have it and won't help the person that needs the resource, that's the curse to me. So going right back to you said, fasting and praying that us and people who have to be able to release some of that which they do have to give to the poor. So it all goes back to fasting and praying and being sensitive to the Spirit of God in times like this. And I just want to put that in there.
Amen. Amen.
Amen.
Yeah, so we have to reach out, you know. And if we can do like, I forgot what the prophet was in the book of Acts, you know, how all the saints of God came together and they pulled their resources together, and they laid whatever they had at the apostles' feet, and what the apostles did, mm-hmm. they gave to everybody whatever they had, you know, had need of, you know.
Amen.
So,
amen.
You know, it's kind of hard to get churches today to come together and do that, you know.
Amen. Amen.
But hopefully, as the prophet said, through fasting and praying, which, you know, fasting to me is another avenue mm-hmm. of learning how to discipline yourself.
Right.
You know.
That's right.
And so if we are able to discipline ourselves through fasting and prayer, then it helps give us the right kind of spirit, you know. It makes us more like the Father to want to reach out, you know, to help people at a greater level. Why? Because by what we are doing is drawing us closer to the Father, so the closer we get to the Father, the more and more it's going to make us like Him.
Amen. Amen.
But you know, we've also in the most churches or some churches, we as Christians can easily say, you know, we're going to pray about this. But you know, to be honest, how many times do you hear them say we're going to fast and pray about this? And it's so easily to say let's pray about the situation. And we're going to turn it over to God, but we don't hear them say we're going to fast and pray, or praise and fast. We don't hear those two come together. It's we hear we're going to pray. We have to pray.
Amen. You're right.
And this is something that we as people, it need to be known that these two go together. I'm in the church, and like most of us, and we just don't hear those two come together. And we suffer because of the lack of knowledge.
Amen.
Amen. You're right.
And that's what God is calling for. Both together now.
That's right.
It goes together.
Amen.
And now because my ears have been, and my heart, and my eyes have been opened, then I can no longer keep this from others. I will have to do and let others know that these two must go together.
Amen.
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 And so again, we thank God for working through you, you know. First of all, we do thank God, you know, the Son of God and the Holy Spirit, and then we thank God for the vessels that God uses, you know. And to be that vessel, we know we have to submit ourselves to God to be used by God, you know. You know, any of us tonight could have easily, you know, turned to do something else, but you know, we submitted ourselves to God and say, you know, God, you know, have your way in me, you know. Say what you want to say tonight through me as a vessel, God, you know, that you'll get the glory, you'll get the praise, you know, you'll get the honor. And the Bible teaches us, we already know that if we humble ourselves under the mighty hand of God, He will exalt us, you know. And we shouldn't do it just so we could be exalted, but we want to do it because we love God and we just want to do His will.
Amen.
So, you know, again, if there are any listeners out there tonight that don't know God in a personal way through His Son, Jesus Christ, we want to tell you how you can accept Christ in your life. And scripture that I normally come from, I know that some people do it differently. I know that some people will say, well, just denounce the devil and say, God, you know, I want to come to you. But I like to come from scripture. Romans chapter 10, verse 9 and 10, it pretty much tells you how to accept Christ as Lord and Savior. First of all, you have to be a believer. You have to believe that Jesus Christ, or believe on the whole gospel about Christ, that He was virgin born, lived a life without sin, that He died, He was buried, and on the third day He rose again. And Romans chapter 10 and verse 9 says this. It says that if thou shalt confess, and the word confess means admit, with thy mouth the Lord Jesus, and shall believe in thine heart that God had raised Him from the dead, thou shalt be saved. Verse 10 says, for with the heart man believeth unto righteousness, and with the mouth confession is made unto salvation. And I'm going to go to verse 13. It says, for whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. So it don't matter who you are, what's your background, what you have done. If you call on his name, believing that God raised Jesus from the dead, the Bible says, you shall be saved. Amen. You shall be saved. So all you have to do is just say a simple prayer. You know, God, I come to you a sinner. And, you know, I believe Jesus died for me, was buried, and rose again. Jesus, come in my heart, in my life, and save me, and fill me with your Holy Spirit, and help me live for you all the days of my life. Don't let me never be the same again. If you pray a simple prayer like that and mean it from your heart, as the Bible says, for with the heart man believes unto righteousness. If you pray that from your heart and confess it with your mouth, calling on his name, he'll come in and he'll save you right where you are, physically where you're sitting at, laying at, and in your life, wherever you are spiritually, whether you have a messed up life, whatever it is, he will come.
Amen.
He will save you. Amen.
Amen.
It don't matter
Amen.
What your mama did, your daddy did, you feel you got bad blood in your family and you just can't, on a life the fellow was called can't get right, can't get right. Well, Jesus, you can't do it, I can't do it, but it took God sending Jesus Christ to do it
Amen.
For us. Amen. So if we could save ourselves, we know that God wouldn't have had to send, he didn't have to send Jesus. Amen. So, if there's a call out there tonight who say, well, I prayed that prayer and I have accepted Jesus Christ, let us know. Amen. And we'll rejoice with you, for the Bible says that the angels of heaven rejoice over one sinner that repents.
Amen.
Well, prophetess, is there anything else you want to add to that, or Sister Ruth, Evangelist Hampton?
This is Ruth, and I just want to say, iron sharpening iron. That's what I felt in my spirit. Iron sharpening iron. And I've been empowered, and I've enjoyed it. And I'll be back next Sunday, too.
All right. Praise the Lord. Amen.
Praise the Lord. I just want to say, go ahead.
Amen. Go ahead.
Bless the Lord. Bless the Lord. Bless the Lord. For he is worthy to be praised.
Yes.
I just thank God for the opportunity tonight. Thank God for you. And for this time that he has allowed us to come before the people, and for his word to have been planted in their heart, for souls to be saved and lives to be changed and people to be set free. For the Lord said, we are free indeed, for he came to set the captives free. Thank you,
Amen.
Lord.
Thank you, Jesus.
In his
Amen.
Name, amen.
Thank you.
Amen. 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 Prophet said he came to set the captives free. And one good thing about it, it's good to be saved. And for those who are not saved, that are listening and need to be saved, when you truly know that you're saved, you can go through anything. Because one thing for sure, you know that absent from the body need to be present with the Lord. So that if you die, no matter what happens, in sickness or disease, and we all gonna die one day. And
Amen.
One good thing for sure is when you know that you've been born again, you know that you're saved, and you're doing a work for the Lord, it's a beautiful thing to die in the Lord. So therefore, God has not given the spirit of fear, but of love, power, and of a sound mind. And every day that I wake up, I thank God that I'm saved, because I know that no matter what happened to me, I have eternal life. And the Bible says, eyes have not seen, ears have not heard, nor have entered into the heart the things that God has prepared for them that love him. And I can imagine, can you comprehend what it's going to be like in that new heaven, in that new earth? And I believe that if we keep going forward with the word, encouraging one another, and know that we are saved, I believe that those that are in darkness will see that light. that light that shining in us. It would inquire therein, what must I do to be saved? And I thank God for the prophet that she's out there encouraging the women, because I believe that the women are just more enthusiastic about the word when it comes down to going forth. I don't know about you, but it was a woman God used to bring me to Christ. And I thank God.
Amen.
You would be surprised what it would be like in the house of God if all the women would just walk out. I think it would be pitiful.
Amen.
And I thank God. I thank God for the women. I think to the prophet, be encouraged, you know what I mean? Let the women know, you know what I mean, that we are not forgetful and mindful how God has used them and is using the women in a mighty way. And I think the average man probably can tell you that too. The average man can say that they come to Christ basically because of a woman witnesses it to them. Now, men witnesses too, but I'm just saying, I thank God for the women. And I just want to let all the women that are listening to know that, you know, I mean, how God is still using the women.
Amen. Amen. You're right. Yep, you're right, Evangelist Hampton. I believe it was a lady, her name was Ruth also, before she had passed away. At the time, I don't believe that I was, maybe I wasn't as genuine about accepting Christ when I first ran into her, but she planted some seeds in me. And so God had used her for that. But then when I finally knew for sure that, you know, I wanted God in my life, I wanted to accept Christ, I did run into my apostle, Apostle Daniel Harmon. But at the same time, you like you said, God had used women, you know, greatly, and he's still using them in a great way. And as you say that, man, if it wasn't for the women, half of the churches would be more emptier than what they are now, you know. We thank God for them, you know.
Amen.
Amen. So we thank God for y'all tonight. Amen. Amen. Yeah. Well, like Evangelist Hampton said, so, you know, we can know that we do have eternal life. And 1 John 5:11 says, and this is the record that God has given to us eternal life. And this life is in his Son. Amen. So, you know, so God had let us know that he has it on record that we have eternal life through his Son, Jesus Christ.
Amen.
So, you know, so we can know that we have eternal life. Amen.
Amen.
Know that we have eternal life. Amen.
Amen.
So, amen. Well, I believe for sure this time that our time is about up. John 6:30. Amen.
I know the time is about up. I think the prophet mentioned something about reading the 23rd Psalm is a good song to read every morning, right? I think she first told me
about
23rd.
Amen.
Yeah. Thank you for that.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen.
Okay, this is Nathan on
song.
The spot. Nathan on the spot, gonna put you on the spot. The show can end now. Y'all can read that. Then Ruth can come on and do her 15-minute show, but y'all support Ruth for her 15 minutes.
Yeah,
amen.
We'll do that.
Amen.
Amen. We show the bill.
Okay, then thank y'all so much. I love y'all, you know that.
All right, well, thank you, Pastor Hill. God bless.
Okay.
Amen. Well, I believe he says that the show has ended. Hello?
Right here.
Okay, well, I said
this part of the show ends, but Ruth's going to come on now and do her show.
Amen.
Okay.
Y'all support.
Amen.
All right.
Y'all can end with the 23rd song now if you want to. You can end this portion.
Okay, what prophet is you
want to
go ahead and read
the
23rd
Psalm for us? Oh, okay. So we'll end it with the 23rd Psalm.
Amen.
Amen.
Yeah.
Amen.
We'll end with the 23rd Psalm tonight. The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. He made me to lie down in the green pastures. He lead me beside the still waters. He restores my soul. He lead me in the path of righteousness for his name's sake. Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for thou art with me. Thy rod and thy staff, they comfort me. Thou preparest a table before me in the presence of my enemies. Thou anointest my head with oil, my cup runneth over. Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life, and I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. Amen.
Amen. So we thank and praise God. We thank and praise God for all that we have heard. Can everybody hear me?
Yes.
Amen.
Amen.
Okay, great. And I thank y'all, too, for staying on to hear what thus says the Lord. But we'll put a little twist, a little different twist into what my topic is and what we're talking about. And there again, I think I touched a little bit about it, how I go out and I do different things in the community with different functions and different women of God, different women that we just get together and we have a wonderful time. I just wanted to touch bases with a few things in regards to that. And before I do that, I first would like to give honor to God, who's truly the head of my life, who's keeping me, the reason why I breathe, the reason why I move. I'm grateful to God for it, and I thank God for my man of God, my husband. I thank God for how he just stand on the mount with me on that solid rock. I'm grateful to God that I have finally found my Boaz, as people can say, or my Joseph, and I'm grateful to God for my husband. Thank you so much to everyone. Thank you to Pastor Hill. I always call him Pop because I love him dear. My Hill, I appreciate everything that they've ever said to me to encourage me from the first time I've ever met them. So I'm grateful for that. I want to give honor to all the men and women of God that are listening out on this call tonight. And I pray that what we say to the women and to some of the men that will encourage them and empower them to be the best that they can be in being an entrepreneur as well as being a direct sales person. My enlightenment is to enlighten those who want to know how to start a business or how to become their own boss and fire their boss, as a lot of people can say. I first would want to say that we been busy all this month. I know this is the 13th day of the month, but when you get out there and you network with people who have a need and have a desire and have a purpose in life, it's as though almost you went through the month already, but we're almost halfway, and I'm grateful to God that he leads us and guides us in the right direction to where we need to go, the people we need to talk to, the places we, you know, need to be in at the time that he gives unto us. We had a Ladies with a Purpose meeting. This is a once-a-month tea talk that we have where we get ladies together, and we just talk about the business, and we talk about how we can enhance our lives to be better mothers, be better sisters, be better wives, just be better business partners in helping our sisters to go far. Because oftentimes, we as sisters, we don't know how to empower our sisters. We always look down on them, and that's not something that we should do. We always say, well, oh, she looks nice. Why can't you give a woman out there a compliment? When you see her hair looks nice, her dress, her shoes, or whatever, give them a compliment, because your compliment may turn their frown that's upside down into a smile. And maybe that's what they need to be empowered, to be encouraged, to be able to go on and do the things that they need to do. So I just want to tell my sisters out there to be encouraged. And like the Bible says in Proverbs 31, verse 10, who could find a virtuous woman? For her price is far above rubies. So when you know that you are a virtuous woman, and that means you are priceless, above rubies, so you are to let your light shine. And like earlier on the other call that we had, one of the brothers talked about how he came to God to really love God through a woman. And if the women would have left the church, what would happen? So with that, you know, these businesses, you know, administrative assistants, secretaries, clergy, whatever you want to call us, it's always been a position of a woman. And we held those positions together. Everything that our husbands or our family or our friends wanted to do, we pulled it together, whether it be the note, whether it be just giving account for who's been there. We've always been there to pull it together. Ladies with a Purpose came about in 2012. We have some noise in the background. We have some movement, some noise in the background. We have some noise in the background. Amen.
Okay, I hear it myself.
Okay, thank you. And so Ladies with a Purpose came about in 2011. It was formed because we wanted to be able to empower women to have their own business and how they can get going. The mission was to assist and to lead and give guidance to everyone in need, every woman that's in need. Our vision was to lead with a purpose. And because of that, our motto is, seek ye first the kingdom. The kingdom of God and all his righteousness, and all these things shall be added unto you. That was Matthew 6 and 33. And because of that, this came about. And we know that ladies, a plural of ladies, and that's a verb. And because of that, a woman used as a holic or an old-fashioned form of reference. So just keep in mind, we have a lot of good stuff in us, ladies. And a woman of superior social position, okay, one of noble birth, lord and ladies, okay? So just know that we are here because God has designed us to be that, to be the helpmate to a man. And then the purpose, you know, of us coming together with the noun and the verb and the reading for which something is to be done or created, for which something is exists. You know, so there are times we don't have to recreate the wheel. If it's already there, we just enhance it, add our little part to it, and we'll be able to maintain. And having, you know, as one intentions or objects, you know, God has allowed us suffering, you know, and meaning that when we bear our children, you know, bear birth. Some people say I had a piece of cake of childbearing. Some people say I go through it the 9 months and it's great, but having the child is the problem. Or having the child was great and going through was a problem. But we were designed by God to be able to deal with these things and to be able to cope. And because of that, the organization has came about with the colors. And we know that royal purple and gold hold held close to God. And so that royalness, you know, when you're choosing your color and when you're choosing for what you stand for, because we all know that if we don't stand for something, we'll fall for anything. Okay,
amen.
So with that being said, you know, we had a Ladies with a Purpose Tea Talk. It's called Ladies with a Purpose Once a Month Tea Talk, and we had one of our persons to come out tonight. She's the owner and the founder and the operator of Wheels of Opportunity. And her logo, where it says a place for widows, and then it's like a support group. Her name is Kimberly Richardson. And anybody that's out there that has ever lost their husband, their spouse, they go through something because, you know, two people come together, they join together, they become one. Once they become one, if something happens to your husband, ladies, then you got half of you. It's gone. And there are times we as women don't know how to cope with that because we know that God is our provider, but we know that God has ordained the man to be the head. So now he's gone. And so now we don't know where to go because we all know in the time of bereavement, that's just what it is for some people. They come in, they come out for a week or so, 3 days, 4 days, and then after that, boom, they're gone. What the Bible says, we're to take care of the widow, okay? We're to take care of them. So this is a good thing that Kimberly Richardson has started, and she's going and doing well with it. And if you're interested in her, please feel free to call her at 803-238-5301. And I'll say her number and name again, Kimberly Richardson. And she came out tonight, and she did her spiel with the married women, the women that are single, because there were no widows in the house, but she made it work. And I think that was an excellent, excellent thing for her to come out, because I know a lot of people say, oh, you can't be prepared for death. On a physical level, you can't be. On a spiritual level, you can't be, but on a physical level, you can be, because there are times we need to do tied ends. We need to get a will. We need to make sure we have insurance. So if something was to happen to our spouse, we'll be able to bury them, you know, and give a homegoing service for them, celebrate their life without worrying about how you're going to put them, you know, in a safe haven. So Kimberly Richardson came out and she spoke with Ladies with a Purpose, and her number is 803-238-5301, and she does support groups for widows, and the dates that she's going to be having her next one, well, that one has passed. That was October the 10th, but the next one is October the 29th. That one is at 7 o'clock. It will be held at Long Creek Church of God at 720 Longtown Road in Columbia, South Carolina, 29229. If you're interested in finding out a little bit more, please, if you would give her a call at 803-238-5301. Her name is Kimberly Richardson. So you heard about her through me, Ruth, and that would bless her so, and let her know that her work is not in vain. So I just want you to be encouraged to the ladies and to let everybody know that if you would like to do any advertisement with us, please feel free to give me a call at 803-708-5887. Again, 803-708-5887. That's for your advertisement. We'll be glad to assist you any way that we can. We will be having November the 10th, we'll be having Sheila Hudson. She will be with us. She is an awesome woman of God that does business plans. And ladies out there, we know that we want a loan, but the first thing they tell us we're getting a business loan, you have to have a business plan or a marketing plan. You have to have that in order to go about getting a business loan, whether it be a small business loan, whether it be a large business loan, whether it even be a grant, even a government grant, it's a must. You must have a business plan. So please do, if you're interested in anything that the Ladies with a Purpose have to offer you, whether it be things about your health, whether it be things about your direct sales, whether it be your relationship with God and how, you know, things that you may need, you know, whether you're a single parent, whether you're married, and just need a word from the Lord, encouraging word from your sisters. Whatever we can do to assist you, we'll be glad to do that. Once again, this is Ruth, and we can be reached at 803-708-5887. Kimberly Richardson can also be reached at 803-238-5301, and that's Widows of Opportunity, a place for widows. It's a support group for widows, and I'm sure that we out there, we do have ladies, whether they be in our church or whether they be people that we encounter, that they are widows and they're in need of some assistance, and Kim is there to assist them, as well as Ladies with Purpose will be glad to assist them. We also reach out into the community, and we do a lot of vendor events. We do a lot of social events, and we help people who do want to do events. We help host those events and show them how to host those events. We also do celebrations, whether it be retirements, whether it be just birthday celebrations. Whatever it is that you need assistance with, we will be glad to assist you as far as helping you to get the business going, because we have a lot of entrepreneurs out there that would like to do things. And God said we can create our own wealth. And because we are virtuous women, we can step out on the faith knowing that God will do just what he says. And in our earlier conversation, you know, prayer, fasting, you know, faith, you believe, God will bring it to pass. I believe that he will, because he's done it too many times for me. I started this journey in 1999, and I haven't turned around yet. And because God has been my everything and my source, I'm still in business to this day. Never not going to tell you that the name has not changed, but the business still remains. And making it possible for everyone to have a special day, special time in their lives. So again, ladies with a purpose, we have Widows of Opportunity. We have another business, Awesome Events and More, LLC. We also have Soul Purpose products. That's all natural products. Just to let everyone know, again, you can reach me on the business line, 803-708-5887, or you can email me at Ruth G. Whitfield, WHITFIELD, at yahoo.com. And I'll be glad to assist you any way that I can. Anyone have any questions?
Yeah, Miffin got a question. Where are we going to be at on the 19th of October?
Okay, great. And thank you so much for saying that, Pop. I appreciate that. We're hosting a vendor event on the 19th of October, and we're looking for everyone to come out and to support us with that. It's called Color Me Pink. Color Me Pink. And I just really need to remember the address. And it is going to be located in Columbia. And let me see if I can fumble through here and find the address, because I have so many addresses that I have to keep up with. Okay, so event is called Color Me Pink. It's a vendor event for October the 19th between the hours of 4 and 6. It says Shop for a Cause, Breast Cancer Awareness Month. It's going to be held at Boutique Hair, Polish Hair Boutique at 651 St. Andrews Road, Columbia, South Carolina, 29210. It's sponsored by the Awesome Events and More and Paula's Hair Boutique. We can be reached at 803 5887, and if you're willing to just give a donation or would like to give a donation, it's welcome, and the vendor's fee is $15 up until the 12th, and the 12th was yesterday, and then thereafter is $20. We're collecting plastic tops for the event or thereafter. For every 3,000, one free chemo radiation treatment will be given. For every 3,000 tops that we collect, one chemo will be given out. So we're grateful for that. And just to let you know that, like I said, the event will be October the 19th from 4 to 6. It's a two-hour event. The setup time is 3 o'clock. And just to let you know that we are excited about that, with helping out Makisha Ashford on that day. The address, again, is 651 St. Andrews Road, Columbia, South Carolina, 29210. If you're not interested in being a vendor, please just come out and shop. It's for a worthy cause, so we're excited about that. And also, just to talk about another event that we're going to be located at on November the 9th, at the Cynthia Robinson Outreach Ministry. It says, first, taking it to the street, community event. It's a merchant vendors event. Applications, if you need one, please feel free to email me at ruthgwhitfield@yahoo.com. ruthgwhitfield@yahoo.com. And this event is going to be put on by Bridget Washington, and we're going to assist her with that as well. It is November the 9th, 2013. It says the first Taking It to the Street community event. And it is a free vendor event. So those who are interested in being a vendor, feel free to contact me, and I'll be glad to get your application to you. I can email it to you, and then you can turn around and you can email it back, or you can mail it in to Bridget. I've had the opportunity of meeting this young lady, and truly she is doing a wonderful thing as well. And also she shared with me on the other day that if anyone is interested in getting a job, she will give a recommendation, and by her recommendation that you may be in getting a job. So anybody out there that are interested in finding out a little bit more, please call me at 803-708-5887, and or you can reach me at ruthgwhitfield@yahoo.com. So I'll be glad to assist you, connect you to this young lady, and see what she can do for you. And the event will take place at 1500 Old Dunbar Road, Casey, South Carolina, 29033. That's the Henry Moore Park. So it will be set up time. It says vendors are to be set up by 9:45 a.m. on that day for the event. So that event is Saturday, November the 9th, and the setup time is, I'm assuming it probably is 8 o'clock or maybe 8:30 or so. And I guess you come and you do what you have to do, and if you're not interested in being there all day, just come and sell or network, and then go home. And for those of you, sometimes may think that if you go out and you go to a vendor event, and you don't make any money, but if you're networking, that's what God has designed it to be, that you are to network. And through that networking, other doors will open for you. So not at all times are you going to receive money or get money from things that you're selling. And you have to just watch God and see what he's doing, you know, in your life for you. And then also, just a reminder for those of you that may be in the Columbia area, on October the 17th, the Just a Taste will be held October the 17th, and we're going to be located at the conference suite at Harvesting at 750 Saturn Parkway, 29212. It's the Just the Taste once a month event, October 17th. It's from 7 until 9. It is on a Thursday. Come out if you're interested in vending. Please give me a call, 803-708-5887. Or if you're interested in just coming, please do come out and join us. But it's the conference suite at Harvesting. I think that's exit 103 at Harvesting, where the mall is located at the Colombiana Mall. I don't quite have that address on me. But feel free to come out and enjoy us and join us for that. The Just the Taste that's supposed to take place October the 24th in Winter, we just have to pray a little bit more about that. The young lady that was supposed to be our chef, she won't be able to do it. But if anybody knows of a chef or a caterer for October the 24th, please do give me a call about that as well, 803-708-5887. And Just the Taste was designed by God in 2007. Yeah, 2007, where a young lady was graduating from culinary school, and she came to me and she said, "What do I do? I don't have any customers, and I need your help." So I said, "Okay, I'll help you." So Just the Taste was birthed out in 2007. And rebirth this year, God reminded me, because I helped that young lady with just the taste. I named it and got it going and everything. And all it is vendors come, and a caterer or the chef is the center of attraction. You get to try their foods, whether it be desserts or whatever they may have. It's just the taste. And so you just try it, and then you can shop with different vendors that are on site. So this is something that takes place every third Thursday of the month in the Columbia area, or it'll take place in the Orangeburg area on the fourth Thursday. And I think the fourth Thursday in November is Thanksgiving. So that one would take place on the 14th. So those are some of the things that we're doing. And I just wanted to let you guys know about that. And any questions or concerns, feel free to get back with me and let me know. Because, like I said, Just the Taste is great for these young men and women that are coming out of culinary school or that are caterers or that are chefs. And they're trying to get noticed. And that's my way of helping them to get noticed. And I think that it's been going very, very well. You know, since God has placed it back in my spirit to do that. And I've had a lot of people calling me about wanting me to help them to do vendor events. A lot of people want to do those kind of things but don't know how to get it going. And I go in and I'll set a place for them and tell them this is a good fit before they pay their deposit. And then I help them with the application and their themes and why they want to do this. Because a lot of people don't want to take place in vendor events if it's not a worthy cause. Have any questions about anything I just said?
On October the 24th, that's supposed to be at the Vision Center?
Right, in New Vision in Orangeburg at 3699 Magnolia Street in Orangeburg at 29115, and that's from 7 to 9 at New Vision. But like I said, I'm on the prowl now. I'm looking for a chef or a caterer that is interested. I don't believe in canceling things unless you just have no other alternative. So at this time, I'm still going to say it's still on, you know, but if I don't soon get a chef or a caterer, you know, somebody that wants to push out there, you know, please have them and give me a call.
Okay. All right. Wonderful show, everybody. Wonderful show. Wonderful program.
Yes, it is very informative.
What's that phone number again?
The phone number is
803-708-5887.
Mm-hmm. 5887. Yes, sir. 5887. All right. Yeah, and so, like I said, once again, if you would like to do advertisement with us, that's part of some of the things that I do, like the advertisement part. I'll be glad to do advertisement for different organizations that have upcoming events, because we have so many people that listen in on the call, and they may have a relative or a friend that may be interested in getting their business out there to be heard and to be listened to. And any upcoming event, we'll be glad to announce that as well. So feel free to give me a call. I'll be glad to assist as much as I can. If I can't, then I'll have somebody in your area that will be able to assist you for what needs to be done. I do travel. I travel North Carolina, South Carolina, Georgia, and Florida, and I do what I can to help. If I don't have to go, then I don't have to go, and I can do everything that I need to do over the telephone or over the Internet, and that's not a problem. But if I have to travel, I do travel. So, again, my phone number is 803-708-5887.
Hey, sister. Daughter, you
going to
pray us out?
Who did you say?
Who you want to pray us out, daughter?
Okay. All right. Well, if all hearts and minds are clear and everybody has asked all the questions that they need to ask, we just want to thank and praise God for all the blessings that He's restored upon us. Lord, Father God, once again, we just thank you, God. We thank you for who you are in our lives, Lord, Father God. We thank you, Lord, Father God, because we know that it's you and you only that caused us, Lord, Father God, to wake up in the morning, God. We thank you, Lord, Father God, for our life, our health, and our strength, God. We thank you, Lord, Father God, for our sisters and brothers in Christ, God. We thank you, Lord, Father God, for just being God, and you don't need no help, God. We just thank you right now, Lord, Father God, for allowing us to be who we are, who you created us to be, God. We thank you right now, God, for our businesses, Lord, Father God. We thank you for all our money that have come, that our money, that are more money and more money that is coming, Lord, Father, unto us, Lord, Father God. We just thank you right now, Lord, Father God, for we know, Lord, Father God, that you said we can create our own wealth, God. And because of that, God, we thank you, God, for giving us the ability to be able to do that, God. Clear our minds, Lord, Father God. Lay your hands, Lord, Father God, in our hands, God. Begin to spin those wheels, Lord, Father God, of prosperity, Lord, Father God. Begin to just do a new thing, Lord, Father God, in our lives, Lord, Father God, so we can touch other people's lives, Lord, Father God. We thank you, Lord, Father God, for pouring into us, Lord, Father God, over and over and over and over and over and over again, Lord, Father God. And because of that, Lord, Father God, we know, Lord, Father God, that we can face tomorrow, Lord, Father God. We know that you hold our future in your hand, Lord, Father God. And because of that, Lord, we just love you. Hallelujah. God, we just love you, Lord, Father God. And we thank you right now, Jesus, for everything, Lord, Father God, for what our eyes have seen, our ears have heard, Lord, Father God. We ask right now that you're blessed in the precious name of Jesus, Lord, Father God. Lay your hands, Lord, Father God, on everybody, Lord, Father God, that may be sick in their bodies, Lord, Father God. We ask right now in the precious name of Jesus, God, that you go forth, Lord, Father God. Bring about healing. Bring about deliverance. Bring about set free, Lord, Father God. Because we know, Lord, Father God, that it's you, Lord, Father God, that has caused everybody, every enemy, every demon, Lord, Father God, to get under our feet, Lord Father God, because you said in your word we will have what we say, Lord Father God. For out of the heart, the mouth will speak, God. And because of that, God, we're speaking a real word. We're speaking a true word, Lord Father God, that everybody that hear me, Lord Father God, they will be blessed. We thank you in the
thank
precious
you,
name of Jesus, God,
yes,
for your
thank
precious
you.
Blood, Lord, Father,
yes,
God.
Lord.
We thank you right
thank
now, God,
Lord.
For the enemy has no
thank
power over
Lord.
Us, Lord,
thank
Father,
you.
God. We thank you right now, Lord,
yes,
Father, God, because we know who we are and who we
yes,
belong
Lord.
To, God. And because of that, Lord, Father, God,
thank
we
you.
Can live, Lord, Father,
yes,
God,
Lord.
And live in you, Lord, Father,
yes,
God.
Lord.
We know right now that the wages of sin is death, but the gift of God, hallelujah, hallelujah,
hallelujah.
Is eternal life, Lord, yes. Father, God. Hallelujah,
hallelujah,
hallelujah, Jesus. Glory
hallelujah.
To God. Hallelujah,
hallelujah.
Lord. Thank you
thank
right
you,
now,
Lord.
Jesus. We
thank
are
you.
Right now, blessed Lord, Jesus.
Lord.
Not tomorrow, God, but right
thank
now, Lord, Father,
Lord.
God.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah, Jesus. Glory
hallelujah.
To God. Glory to God.
Yes, Lord.
Yes, Lord. We
yes,
love
Lord.
You, Lord, Father God.
Yes, Lord.
We place no one before
yes,
you,
Lord.
God. We know what you've done for us
yes,
in our
yes,
lives,
Lord.
Lord, Father God.
Yes, Lord.
We know how you've healed
yes,
our body,
Lord.
God.
Yes, Lord.
Hallelujah. Yes, Lord. Thank
you
right now,
thank
Lord,
you,
Father God. We know how you've been a lawyer in our courtroom, God.
Yes,
we
Lord.
Know right now, Jesus, how you've been our friend when we're praying
yes,
this, God.
Lord.
Hallelujah,
hallelujah,
Jesus. We thank you right now
thank
in the precious
you.
Name of Jesus.
Thank
glory,
you.
Glory to
hallelujah.
God.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Lord, you promise us, Lord, Father God, that you'll be right there, God. Thank you, Lord, Father
thank
God,
you.
For the prayers of the righteous avail as much, God. Move in a mighty way, Lord, Father God. Yes, Lord. Glory to God. Hallelujah, hallelujah, Jesus. Glory to God. Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Bring it up right now in the name of Jesus. Glory to God.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah,
Jesus.
Glory. Glory. Hallelujah. Yeah, Lord.
Thank you.
No worries.
Thank you.
No worries. No worries.
No worries.
All the prayers have been answered. Yes, Lord. All the prayers have been answered. Yes, Lord.
Lord,
you promised me, God. Hallelujah. When I pray, God. That you would answer my prayer.
Yes, Lord.
Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Hallelujah, Jesus. Glory to God.
Thank
yes, Lord. Lord God, dismiss us from this call, God, but never from your presence.
Yes, Lord.
Yes, Lord. Lord, I thank you. Praise you, Lord,
thank
Father
you,
God.
Lord.
For my man of God. Hallelujah, God.
Hallelujah.
I thank you for the man of God that's the head of my house, God. Yes, Lord. Hallelujah,
thank
Jesus.
Lord.
Glory to God. I thank you for Pops, God. I thank you for the woman of God. Yes, Lord. I thank you for the call of God. I thank you for Pastor John, God. Yes, Lord. Yes, God. Give them the desires of their heart, God. Glory to God. Lord, we're calling on you, God.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah, God.
Hallelujah.
Begin to shake it up, God.
Hallelujah.
Yes, Lord. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank
you, Jesus. The government, the president, all of them are getting lost, God, because you said in your word, Lord, Father God, the locusts come not from the north, south, east, or west, God, but you will promote, God. You will do everything, Lord,
yes.
Father God. Yes, Lord, what it is to be, will be, shall be.
Yes,
hallelujah, God.
Hallelujah.
Yes, Lord.
Thank
yes,
you,
Lord.
Master.
Yes, Lord. Hallelujah,
Lord.
Jesus. Glory to God.
Yes,
it's over. It's over. It's over. It's over. It's over. It's over. It's over.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah, Jesus. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, Jesus.
Yes, Lord,
Jesus. Yes, Lord. Hallelujah. 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 Yes, Lord. Thank you,
touch
Jesus. Glory to
touch
God. Yes, Lord. Ooh, yes, Lord, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Lord Jesus. Glory to God. Yes, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Yes, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Yes, Lord Jesus. Glory to God. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. I hear you, Lord. Yes, I hear you, Lord. Yes, God. I hear you, Lord. I hear you, Lord. I hear you, Lord Jesus. I hear you, Lord Jesus. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord.
All right.
Speak the word. Yes, Lord.
It's all right,
Jesus.
Sister.
Yes,
all right.
Lord Jesus.
It's
yes,
all right.
Lord. Yes, Lord.
It's all
yes,
right,
Lord.
Sister. It's
yes,
all right.
Lord. Yes, Lord.
It's all right.
God said, you open your mouth and you say what he told you to say.
Yes.
10 years ago, open your mouth and say what he told you to say. 10 years ago, and everything will be all right. God promised you everything will be all right. 10 years ago, he gave you that word, and you got to work it out.
Jesus.
Because God is calling you
Jesus.
To work it out.
Jesus.
It's time to work it out.
Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Yes, Lord.
Hallelujah.
I hear you, God. I hear you, God. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Pastor John, it's time for you to go. It's time for you to move.
Jesus.
It's time for you to move.
Jesus.
God said, step out on faith.
Jesus.
Don't read the word. Be the word. Do the word. Be the word.
Jesus.
Be the word.
Jesus.
I said, you hear it. You hear it in your reading. You hear it in your feeding, your text. God said, step out on the word that he's given to you. Be the word. It's time for you to move. Hallelujah. Yes, God. Yes, God. I hear you, Lord. I hear you, Lord. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. God said, it's time for you to go viral. Go beyond this blog. Whoa, hallelujah. Yes, Lord, Jesus. Yes, God. Hallelujah, Jesus. Glory to God. Hallelujah, Jesus. Glory. Hallelujah. Yes, God. Oh, yes. Yes, Lord, Jesus. Glory, glory. Oh, yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord, Jesus. Yes, Lord. Ooh, hallelujah. Hi, hi, God. Yes, Lord, Jesus. Ooh, yes, Lord. Ooh, hallelujah, hallelujah,
hallelujah.
Glory
hallelujah.
Yes, Lord.
Hallelujah.
Yes, Lord.
Hallelujah.
Yes, Lord. Ooh,
thank
hallelujah.
You. Thank
yes,
you.
God. Hallelujah, Jesus. Yes, Lord, Jesus.
Thank you.
Ooh, yes.